Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, DZ, I'm going to ask this one just because I was on vacation and we all got into a big argument about it, so I'm going to bring it on the air.
Okay.
What is your favorite mascot?
My favorite mascot.
And we got into a fight about it because, well, I was on vacation and we started a fight about what was a mascot and what was a furry.
since we saw
Furries at Pride Fest.
Yeah.
And then the kids and everybody were talking. And then I said, well, everything's, you know, some people dress up in suits.
True.
Some are just people living their life.
Some people might actually be actual animals that, you know, stand on two legs.
Right, but we actually have real mascots, like Bango is a mascot to me.
I mean, come on.
You know, but then do you count people like the Transformers? Who I saw at Universal Studios, who are walking around like this, and there's a guy inside of a suit.
Well, if
but he's really big. Like, what counts as a mascot? This is the argument we got into full on.
See, because all right, now I feel where we're at. Because if you're bringing Transformers into it, then you inevitably gotta let like superheroes into it too, because they could be mascots for certain things like comic books and what it represents and all that.
And here's where their argument ensued, DZ, and every next thing you know, everybody's fighting on vacation.
Well, that makes sense, because now you're throwing too many wrenches into the toolbox, and now everybody got to pick their size.
See?
Oh, man.
So, who's your favorite mascot? Because I have never, never had one. My sister swears that whenever we met creatures like Mickey Mouse, Pluto as a kid, I would freak out.
You weren't about that.
She said I would cry, I would scream, I would run away. Didn't matter if it was Santa. Didn't matter if it was Jesus.
Oh, you did.
I was out, dude. I did not respond
well. You weren't about that life.
I was not about anyone dressed up when I was a kid. It was almost like I knew they were a fraud.
Oh, Oh, see, I was the opposite. I loved it. I didn't care that they were a fraud. Yeah. I knew it was somebody. I knew, you know, I felt an inkling that it might have not been the actual Mickey Mouse and maybe one of his friend helpers, right?
See?
It could have been Goofy in a Mickey costume helping him out.
It was like I knew something was off.
But I loved it. I love going up to hug him when we go to Disney. I was like, oh my gosh, Pluto!
Right?
Because if we're talking all that, childhood.
Then you go crazy.
I'd say Pluto.
See what I mean?
Favorite mascot.
Because you would meet people as a kid, and that was the exciting times.
But if we're talking sports, and sports only.
Well, now we're back to sports.
It's Bango, baby.
It's Bango. It's
the one and only. Of course.
Yeah.
But that's too many wrenches.
All right. 414-533-1037. Call and tell us who your favorite mascot is, and then we'll tell you if it's actually a mascot or not, and then we'll argue about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there. Oh my goodness, I gotta bring up our texts.
Oh, that's right.
Like a
people text us.
It's like a squeaky wheel over here. First day back from vacation. I'm like, can somebody oil me up? I forgot what I'm doing over here. All
right. Anybody got WD-40?
We're gonna talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking mascots. What is a mascot and what's your favorite mascot? Somebody texted in and said, my daughter, who is 6, loves Elvis. But hold on, it's not the Elvis you're thinking. Uh-huh. It's from the Kenosha Kingfish.
Oh.
Is that what sport is the, I should know this.
Baseball.
Oh, it's baseball. Mm-hmm. I knew that. Thank you,
DZ. They out here.
you'll never believe who wanted to call in and talk about their favorite mascot today.
I could throw maybe one or two guesses out there, and I think my first one might be spot on.
Mascot man himself, Tony in Racine. Tony! Actually, let me give you the introduction you deserve.
That's right.
The truly now married Tony in Racine.
Married mascot man.
He tied the knot. What the hell was he thinking?
That he found the one, baby. Yeah.
I heard you had a great wedding. Actually, I didn't hear anything, but we'll get to that later.
I ain't said enough yet.
We've been talking about other stuff.
We got to get there. We got a backlog.
Tony, congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
The wedding went off great, I assume?
It went good. I'm still here. I'm still hitched. I'm still got money.
And who was the number one guest?
Number one guest. Actually, I had a couple number one guests.
Hang up.
All right, Tony, man. We'll talk to you later, bro. See you at one opportunity, this guy. All right, bye, Tony. Yeah, one chance.
Once again, who was the best guest at the wedding?
Oh, yeah, it was DZ. My bad. Yeah, DZ was there.
Get out of here. Tony. It was amazing. Dog, he almost didn't see me. He had so many people at his wedding. Let me just say that.
Really?
It was busy, busy.
It was that many people. Yeah. He almost missed you.
It was an 80s, 90s party.
That's awesome.
A lot of people were in theme.
That's
it was
awesome. What was your favorite thing about his wedding, DZ?
The table of different little trinkets and toys, because he eventually said, all right, everybody that's in theme is going to get a raffle ticket, and then y'all can pick stuff off of the table to go home.
Wait. Tony had a raffle at his own wedding?
He did.
Stop it.
A raffle of all throwback toys. Bro, like, I'm talking about toys from my childhood, toys I've never seen in person.
It was like a carnival.
It was.
You, like, went to a carnival, but it was a wedding. This is awesome.
That's a great way to describe it.
That's amazing.
It was, and Annie DJ.
What?
While hitting the hammer
Tony,
dance.
Who the hell DJs their own wedding?
Him.
This is amazing.
This man did it all. I swear. I didn't see a backflip, but I don't think I stayed long enough to get there.
Well, I hurt my back.
I don't want to know how, though. Don't tell
right,
me.
Right,
don't
anyway, digressing.
Tony, what's your favorite mascot? Since you dress up as
my
a mascot.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I'm more like, it's more of a cosplay, but I would say Ninja Turtles. Any Ninja Turtles.
That's fair. Guessed. You know, Tony, did you hear us discussing the argument we got into on my vacation, which was like what qualifies as a mascot? Because some might say that Ninja Turtles are not a mascot, but I'm sorry, you're in an outfit dressing up as a character. Doesn't that make you a mascot in some way?
I think, I mean,
no.
He'd be the voice of reason.
Excuse me. Why?
So technically, a mascot is a sign of good luck to like a team.
Oh.
So somebody who dresses up in a mascot is supposed to bring luck to that team, that group, that whatever, and that's what cheers everybody on.
Somebody texted in like Bango, and somebody else said Roscoe from the Milwaukee Admirals. So
exactly.
That's another
correct
one. Okay.
Bernie from the Brewers.
That's like a mascot. So now if you want to talk about cosplay, that's where people dress up in specific characters from movies, cartoons, and they proceed the role of what that action would be.
A.K.A. Bumblebee from Transformers.
Correct. Bumblebee, Transformers, that's cosplay.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, that's I can't keep these straight. Cosplay?
Not a mascot.
Not a mascot.
From Mascot then, Man himself.
It's now cosplay. Right. Okay.
And then a furry is somebody who identifies as that item.
Okay, so then when I was at Universal Studios on vacation last week and I saw a Transformer, what is that?
That's a mascot. Or, I mean, sorry, that's a cosplay.
A cosplay, that's a cosplay, somebody, right.
Fine, yep. Fine. Okay, I'm just clarifying.
So that is technically cosplay.
Okay. And when I see The Simpsons, when I see Bart Simpson dressed up at Universal, which I saw as well.
That's cosplay
that's
too,
cosplay
ain't it?
Cosplay as well.
That's cosplay.
Okay, okay. Okay. We got definition.
Okay.
From the man himself, fine. Mr. Married Mascot Man.
Hey, Tony, congratulations on your wedding.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm glad you had fun, too.
Thank you. I'm sorry I missed your wedding, because I believe it was probably a really good time. So I missed it. But DZ was there. He was representing.
You know,
thank
one
you,
half.
DZ.
We pulled up. And the whole family went. It was the boys' first wedding. I'll throw that in last second. They did great until Sammy started running into the kitchen. Yeah. Anyway.
He was trying to take over the DJ booth, too. That man did not let that go.
He did not.
We went to Hibachi. Sammy kept running to the bathroom. I mean, one or the other. It doesn't matter.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
He sure is. Bye, Tony.
Tony, appreciate you.
Bye.
Peace, fam.
Somebody texted in Bucky Badger. We're talking about your favorite mascots.
That's a big one in the state. I know that's right.
Bucky Badger is a big one.
Mr. Jump Around himself.
What did Lori in Cedarburg text in? She said, I don't have a favorite mascot. That was a cheerleader for 3 years in high school, so we were closely with the person that was the mascot. I respect them for all the hard work they do. She was a cheerleader.
And
she saw how much the mascot goes through.
Yeah.
Because it can be hot in those uniforms.
I helped some family out. They had a business where they got cosplay costumes, basically.
Uh-huh.
I've been in a Scooby-Doo costume. It is ruby hot.
Oh.
I'd never dooby do it again.
You know what? I've been in the Racing Sausages. Have you?
No.
Oh, listen to me say it like everybody's done this.
Right. Like, well, I feel like now I'm left out. What? You've gotten to beat Mr. Italian?
These are the moments when I forget how cool our lives are. Yes, I was a Racing Sausage once. Not on the field.
Okay.
But I got to wear the uniform in a parking lot. Nobody knew it was me.
Oh, no. Nah, I don't want to do it unless I'm racing, baby.
It's hard. Those things you got to hold up straight.
Yeah. Heavy.
Telling you what.
They don't got AC.
Who would have thought? Me as a Racing Sausage.
That
was my love for sausage.
That's where it all came from.
The day somebody at the Brewers let me be a Racing Sausage. Let me tell you what.
Lord.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on the show today. So don't go anywhere. Not only is What Would DZ Do coming up next,
mm-hmm.
But we also have tickets to see the Kid LAROI at the Rave, which I'm really excited about. He's coming July
6th. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be giving away tickets to see Charlie Behrens at the Wisconsin State Fair.
He's doing his thing. You know he loves to come home.
It's going
to
be a big show. We are sending you to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Charlie Behrens.
I know y'all ready. I know y'all want. I know some people were still salty they missed last time.
I
so
know.
We got you this time.
Problem is you
got
to wait.
You got to get yourself though, because you do got to win them first.
Coming up within the next hour on Allie and DZ, we've got those tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. Hold on.
Hold them horses.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Let me dust off my doctor coat as we get ready to get back into What Would DZ Do, and I act like I'm a therapist on this show.
I got my legal pad ready. Don't worry about who I took it from.
Your legal pad looks fresh.
It's a new pack.
Got new S-gel pens and everything.
We ready to go.
What Would DZ Do? Let's go. And is the problem your own today?
Yeah, actually, you know I was coming back full-fledged with a problem of my own.
Honestly, we came back from vacation. I've got an Am I the Jerk from something that happened to me in public. You've got What Would DZ Do? Let's go.
Let's get it. So, over the weekend, I had the pleasure of judging my first contest.
Okay.
I got to judge Oak Creek Idol.
Cool. I didn't know Oak Creek had their own idol. You go, Oak Creek.
The semifinals.
Nice.
This is, I want to say, the second year they might have done it.
Cool.
I know they had one last year. I don't know if they had one the year before that.
Awesome.
Right? We were at Drexel Town Square out in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
Naturally.
This is where they built everything up.
Yep. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
whole nice little pavilion. That's where all the contestants were. They had kids, age ranges from like 5. So I think one of the oldest contestants was in their 50s.
That's amazing, because I judged some concert at like Wilson Park years ago, and the girl ended up on Idol one day, like on the Real American Idol, like auditioned 10 years later and was on the show. Right.
Let me just say,
you might see some of these people on TV one day.
There were some heavy hitters. I got no question that you might have already seen some of these people, and you definitely will see a few of these other people too, because there was talent. There was talent.
So then there's no problem. So what would DZ do is great. What's the problem?
No, the problem ain't there. The problem ain't with the talent. So it was just the semifinals, right? Boom. Semifinals are done.
Great.
We've picked the contestants that are moving on to the finals.
Oh, and you're a judge.
I'm a judge for the finals. Fast forward to when the actual competition is taking place. It's July 13th.
Mm.
I already had something in my mind as July 13th that wasn't Oak Creek Idol. When I look into my calendar, our little family calendar.
Now you're double booked, aren't you?
I realized I'm double booked.
Oh, come on. What's the double booking?
A wedding.
Are you kidding me? An actual wedding?
So serious.
Not even something you can skip?
So
how are you going to do this?
Hear the situation,
though.
Hear me out. Hear me out. they're friends of ours from high school from back in the day, right? They've recently eloped. So it's not technically a wedding. It's just their reception, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I've known about Oak Creek Idol and have been committed to Oak Creek Idol for months. I'm talking about like a year.
Yeah, they were well prepared.
This wedding, realistically, we've had now a couple months, but the comparison...
because you would pick the wedding normally if you had known and said, oh, I can't judge. I got a friend's wedding. But the problem is they booked you before the friends booked the wedding.
And I agreed to do Oak Creek Idol before I knew what actual dates things were going
to
be.
And you're like me. Once we agree to it, we're doing it.
Like,
I won't even go to my kid. I'll miss my kid's graduation.
But I'm committed.
Because I said I would do it, and then I would, you know, be so sad.
I'm committed to two places at once, G, and I don't know how I'm going to make it work.
You can't do both?
Think about it. Okay, so let me tell you
the
time frame.
What time is the,
The wedding, it starts at noon and goes till like 5 or 6-ish, right? You know a little bit.
It's a noon wedding. It's a day wedding.
It's a day wedding, but it trickles into the evening, guaranteed.
Got it.
Guaranteed.
Right.
Oak Creek Idol is in smack dab of the middle, so 2 to 5. You see where the problem lies?
Yeah, the literal wedding is literally during Oak Creek Idol.
Not to mention the weddings in Illinois.
Oh, no.
Oak Creek is in Oak Creek.
You're on your way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oak Creek's close to the airport. Just keep driving.
You think I got to catch a flight? Because that might be the quickest way to get back.
No, I just pictured you driving south really fast.
Yo, I'm torn. We're obviously trying to go to the wedding.
It'd be funny if you caught a flight.
Bruh. But I'm in a pickle.
This
I've never said that in my life, but I'm in a pickle.
You know, it's different. Most weddings, I'm used to weddings being at 3, 4,
later.
5, 6, 7, noon.
That would have been fine.
Your friends had to go with noon, didn't they?
They had to do a noon wedding.
What was with them?
Had to be
Come
different.
On. You had to save money, didn't you? You had to.
You're not wrong,
and now
Mayor.
We're all screwed.
So now I don't know what to do, because we're obviously trying to go to the wedding. We haven't even figured out what we're doing with the boys yet, because that's a lot of travel time. Say we do bring the boys.
I'll take the boys. They're
perfect.
Mine.
Done.
Wait, let me make sure.
Say less.
Can I make sure I'm not double booked?
Let's do that. But we already have some certain contingencies in place.
Good.
Since it is in Illinois, we might just leave them with
Saturday,
family.
I'm out. No, I'm just kidding.
Allie, come on. I was relying on you, dog.
I don't have my kids. I'm out. No.
I'm out. Big out.
No, I will. Of course I would help you if you needed it. Of course. But
I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
The problem is,
we're double booked. I'm double booked.
Yeah.
Got a wedding the same day that I got Oak Creek Idol finals. And it is the finals. We are crowning a winner.
You have to be there. You can't miss the finals. You can't judge the semifinals and then not be there for the big shebang.
I took it so serious. Man, I swear I might have a future in judging.
Really?
I took it so serious. I was in there nervous.
Are you Simon Cowell? Like, who are you on the judging panel? Who do you turn into?
I'd say I'm a hybrid of Simon and Randy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
The black dude and the mean dude.
I know, I had to think, but I knew who Randy was, but I was like, oh, that's a good mix, because Randy's pretty cool. You'd be more Randy, I'd be Simon, let's be real.
Oh, yeah,
100%. Because I have no tact. I'd be like, you suck!
When it came down to it, I was trying to tell people like it was. I tried to keep it nice. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was kids, so I kept it PG, but I wanted to be as real as possible with it. Now I'm invested in this judging thing. I'm definitely trying to be there. I'm definitely trying to be at this wedding. Y'all hear the hyperventilation in my voice? I don't know what to do.
Somebody texted in, Allie, Kelly, can you fill in for Idol for DZ? Yes, but I'm not going to because, as you heard, he's very passionate about this, and that is what is going to happen. He belongs there, not
that
me.
That is not an option. You hear me?
The only option for Allie is babysitting.
That's
and
it.
That's where she's out. Okay. 414-533-1037. DZ, what should he do? Because it's now what should DZ do today?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know if basically he should, I don't know, should you miss the wedding? Is that the question?
If you were in my shoes,
what would you do?
What would you do in this situation? Yeah. I need you.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Our texters are so wrong and so right all at the same time.
What are they saying?
You have to do Idol. Let's be honest. There's only a 50-50 chance this marriage will last anyway because of the statistics.
Why y'all gotta go there? It doesn't mean we shouldn't go.
This is DZ's friends, you guys.
Thanks, and I'm pretty sure they listen.
I was gonna say, they're probably listening right now, which is making this even more awkward. Oh, man. All right, no. So DZ is committed to Oak Creek Idol, and he found out the finals of judging are on July 13th, which is also your friend's wedding.
Yeah.
So we're trying to decide what he's supposed to do. Ironically, they all fall between noon and 5. What are the odds?
It sucks. It's all smack dab at the same time.
Well, Destiny is on the phone this morning in Milwaukee. Let's pull her up first. It's been a minute. They brought in the babies. It's last time we talked to them.
Yeah. Oh, she's slap happy. I don't think I want her advice right now.
Destiny.
Yeah.
She's got off work. That's why.
Right.
No, we didn't have work today. Hello. Ooh,
hello.
Hello. Yes. Well, do you have advice for DZ? Should he go to the wedding?
Hey, too bad he doesn't know how to judge his own thing that's going on right now.
Dang. What you mean?
I'm just saying.
She's saying you can't even do what would DZ do.
Yeah, right. You can't even. What the heck? No. Hey, listen. As an Oak Creek Little League T-ball coach, you have to come to Oak Creek.
Speak on it.
I'm telling you, man, you got to drop the wedding. Are you in the wedding?
I'm not. We're just attending.
Exactly. Money saver. You ain't even got to rent a tux. You ain't got to worry about gas. You ain't got to worry about hotel, nowhere to sleep.
You
got to worry about food.
You know how wrong you are. Destiny, you don't even know. My wife is still trying to go to this wedding.
Yeah,
I don't think you understand the problem here. One of us, if not both of us, are still going to be going to this wedding.
There you go. Split it up.
Listen to this text. If your friends eloped and didn't want anyone at the actual wedding, then don't feel bad about missing the party. They will understand that you have a commitment.
Interesting. I like that logic.
That is fair.
That's right. No, they're saying that they didn't want to pay for everybody to be there, but I'll pay for your food and drinks afterwards.
Kind of.
Now that's making me think like, oh, you're going to pay for me now? Okay, well, I might as well go.
Right.
And, you got to go to Oak Creek, bro. I'm in Oak Creek now. Coach D says...
Oak
Gotta
Creek.
Come judge.
Say less. I'm writing down Destiny said Oak Creek. Let's find out what everybody else says. Thank you, Destiny.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Peace, fam.
Let's go to Heather in Shorewood next, see what she thinks. Everybody's got a theme song today. They all called 5 days in a row.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
Heather!
Hey!
Finally getting hot in here. Thank God for summer.
I know, right?
Hallelujah.
Hey, see, thank you.
All of a sudden, I'm praise Jesus. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Allie got religious.
My Lanta.
All right, Heather. Should DZ go to the wedding or to judge Oak Creek Idol, or what does he do?
How do I fix this?
He should judge Oak Creek Idol and just send an apology and a nice gift and offer to take him out to dinner at a later date.
That's actually a great idea. Take him out to dinner at a later date. I like that.
Okay, so that's two for Oak Creek Idol and don't go to the wedding.
Nope.
But with solution attached, Heather said, you do got to make it up to him somehow, some way.
Okay, that's fair. I'm writing this down. Take him out to dinner later. All right, Heather, noted. Oak Creek it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Have a great day.
All right, our girl Amelia is calling this morning in Milwaukee. We finally met her. Again. Well, again for me.
Again, first time for me. She walked up and she said, it's Taki Taki. And I was like,
no, you guys didn't recognize me. You guys like, oh, there's some random person.
No.
I said the name, Ali recognized my voice right away.
Right same. Away. And as soon as you said it's Taki Taki, I lost it because I was like, it's Amelia!
Amelia. And then she started talking. And I knew it was Amelia.
100%.
I know her cadence. I know how she talks. And she looked at me and she looks at me like I'm a giant. She goes, "You're really tall."
Well, I'm sure. I'm not even 5. I'm like probably like 4'11".
No, Amelia. She's short. Taller than me. I got a foot on you, girl. That's for sure.
You yeah. So, no, it was so good.
It was good to see you
at
Pride.
As soon as we heard your voice, it was amazing.
We loved hanging out with you and meeting you again, Amelia. All right, girl. So,
oh, we will.
Seriously. Tell us, what should DZ do? Oak Creek Idol or the wedding?
I say go ahead and do the Oak Creek because you're committed to that. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you want to be there for your friend's wedding. But like you said, you've been committed to this for almost a year. And not only that, to be honest with you, with little kids, and I've seen because I have a friend's daughter that's part of it. Okay. And she went in the second round. And then, yeah. And I just think that when me as a young girl, and I used to be in talent shows, and yeah. It's like the best feeling ever. Oh. And not only that, I think it'd be awesome to see, you know, Milwaukee, there is talented people. It's like, but where can they show their talent? Yeah. You know?
Right.
Very true.
Well, somebody texted in and said, do you want to disappoint 2 people or an entire city?
Wow. That escalated very, very quickly, drastically, and aggressively.
You know, and now we're going to be the show that screwed over Oak Creek.
No, it ain't, because I'm going to Oak Creek. Y'all got me convinced. Forget the wedding, bro.
Yeah, I think Oak Creek will be awesome. It'd be nice, and it's in the summer. Might as well enjoy it while you can.
Amelia's like, yeah.
Definitely.
All right, girl. Thanks
for calling. We appreciate you, Amelia.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Last but not least, Saucy Sandra's on the phone. We got most people saying Oak Creek today.
I wonder if Saucy's going Oak Creek, too.
I don't know. They're all saying Oak Creek. Heather was the only one who said take him out to dinner instead.
Right. She only gave me sound advice on how to make it better, at least.
Saucy Sandra, are you going to say, DZ, he double committed?
Am I disappointing the newlywed couple, or am I disappointing an entire state?
Sheesh.
Well, you know, I'm different. And I'm going to tell you that family and friends are way more important than any type of work or anything else.
True.
I think that's where the priority needs to be. Okay. It's a one-time thing. Yeah, okay, 50-50. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They're your family. Saucy. They're your chosen family. Listen. Your friends are your chosen family.
But, you know,
and you're just going to toss them aside? Mm. How dare you, DZ? No, just kidding.
No, I know, Sauce.
Like, damn.
But I feel like she's leaning towards saying, go to the wedding, but maybe figure out how to get back? Or is that just my wishful thinking?
You know what? Go to the wedding and have a good time.
No way.
And figure out something else for your prior obligation. Apologize. Oh. You know what? This family's more important than work. Damn it.
I agree, Saucy, but this is a little different. Because you put our name on it, and you're the judge, and they wanted you. Oh. It's not like Harv running the cash register can step in.
Then maybe, Allie, you do need to step up and take over for DZ. It doesn't matter how excited he is and wants to do it.
Hold on. Again, guess who they requested?
DZ. Yeah.
This is a gig for DZ. I'm sorry. I will always step in and help if I need to help. Always. Especially when it has to do with family. Mm-hmm. But this is not my thing. They asked for DZ.
This ain't your chair. This ain't your problem.
This is not my problem. Unless you want me to watch the kids.
Not my circus. Not my monkeys.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Appreciate
you.
Your call, fam. Mm-hmm.
Much love, guys.
Thanks. Love back. All right. Bye.
So, basically, 3 people said, oh, Creek, and Saucy said, screw them.
Go to the wedding. Whoever said, I'm disappointing a whole city versus just the new couple, y'all are aggressive. Y'all put it into perspective, though, for real.
Absolutely, and I do want to say, we see your texts, by the way. I hope you had fun in that race car. Hey, DZ, how was the Milwaukee Mile? Hold on, we will get to that on the show today.
We'll update you.
We will get to that if he went, if he lost the weight. All of that will come up on the show today.
Yeah, at some point.
I can't wait.
Vroom, vroom.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Ali and DZ. We're back.
We back, wepa.
Vacation was fantastic.
It was good. Necessary.
Mm-hmm. Very necessary. I feel refreshed. And tomorrow, assuming your mental health can handle it, DZ.
What's up?
Owen and Hudson will join us tomorrow on the show.
With enough preparation and donuts, I will be good.
Fair. And by the way, that was projection. Assuming my mental health can handle it.
Touche.
I'm bringing my children to work. Because we all know the show's hysterical when they're here, but Allie loses her mind every time because the kids are wild.
It's because you're in mama mode and it's inevitable because you got your boys with you. We get it.
I know.
Ain't nobody mad at
we
you.
We have so many funny stories, though, from vacation. So I told them, I said, you guys can come in on Tuesday and that will be your big moment to share vacation stories.
Full recap for your vacation, mm-hmm. because the perspective of a child is so different on vacation. Different. And I remember the way I looked at vacations as a child versus as an adult.
So different.
Right?
And this is one of the first ones I think they're going to remember,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of sad how much money I've wasted on vacations, if you want me to be honest.
It's for your memories.
Because they were like, I love California. I'm like, you've been here 50 times. What do you mean you love
California?
This is
not your first time here.
They're like, no, this is great, Mom.
Well, have you ever been here? This place is awesome. And you're like, yeah, we've all been here before. We've all been here before.
For 10 years straight. You have no memory. So anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Everything good with you? What's going on with the baby?
Honestly, everything is really good with the baby.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, let's say 9 out of 10.
How old is Danny
are
now?
Good with the baby. We are at 7 months.
He's 7 months?
That boy is 7 months and 3 teeth deep.
Wait, he was crawling on Aaron's Instagram the other day. I was like,
That boy's on the move.
Little Danny.
He stood up the other day. He pulled himself up to stand the other day. This man, 7 months old,
you're
three teeth, and two steps in. This boy is going to be a problem.
I know. It's right? great.
But yeah, dog.
He's going to torture you.
The update is this 7 month old is on the move. He's going to be crawling literally any single day now because we can't keep him in one spot.
That's the hard age.
He's been very mocosito, very nasally, very mucousy.
Because he's grabbing everything and touching everything.
That, and he's got three teeth coming in. Two bottom, one top. And we're like, how? My boy. Thankfully, no fevers or nothing, man. Like,
you know how like Owen and Hudson are 7 feet tall in like sixth grade?
Uh-huh.
Danny's going to be 7 feet tall in like fourth.
Don't you wish that on me.
I'm just saying.
Well, actually, no. Wish
it's
that on me.
Wild.
Wish it on me.
You're like, bring it.
Bring it.
I did love, Aaron sent me a video of Sammy, your 2-year-old, almost three. He'll be three next month, of him saying, happy birthday. He got the people mixed up.
Yeah.
He's trying
to
send a video to somebody else, and Sammy goes, happy birthday, Allie.
I love you.
I love you. And I was like, Sammy misses his auntie Allie, doesn't he?
He asked for you more than once. I ain't even gonna cap.
Oh my God.
Every time we were leaving the house, he thought we were going to see you for some reason.
We have a connection, me and Sammy.
Y'all are just bonded.
We're buds. Sammy, I'm coming to get you.
Say less. Please do. You can take him any day.
Well, I'm glad the family's good.
Everybody's well.
Everybody's good. Erin's off work now. She's done teaching. We're free.
Mama Bear is home for the summer.
It's go time.
It's go time.
Which means fun time.
We might be at the Princeton Club swimming later.
Let's go to the pool.
What's up?
Every day, all day. Let's go.
It's going to be hot this week. Oh, y'all know that.
It is going to be in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Bring on the heat. Okay, well, coming up next, Am I the Jerk? Is back. We got a fresh one, new one, everybody. I know we had a week off. We're back. Don't worry. And this one happened to me on vacation, ironically, at the pool.
Speaking of pools.
Yes, and I'm not sure if I did the right thing. My moral conscience kicked in a little bit. I was like, oh, wait a sec. Don't forget, we have tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Charlie Behrens coming up after Am I the Jerk? And then we're going to find out if DZ lost 12 pounds by Monday last week.
That's right. But those are two of the most important things in the city. Charlie Behrens and the State Fair at the same time. Oh, my goodness.
We did not forget. It's all coming up after Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, hi, it's me. And for once, I'm going to stand my ground because I don't think I was the jerk, but I did have a second where I wasn't sure.
What do you mean by that?
Help me out. I need you and the listeners to help me out.
And you said this happened on vacation, right?
It did. I was on vacation and we were in California.
Mm-hmm.
My sister does not have a pool at her house, but there's a community pool for her subdivision-ish, right? Where she lives.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a nice pool, but it's always packed with all the people that live. It's a big, big subdivision.
Right.
So it's a community pool.
And there's usually what, like 10,
kids,
15
adults,
people there?
Yeah, easily.
Okay. Okay, just to get a number of how many people are swimming right now.
Oh, yeah. And you even have to get there early to get a chair.
Ah, one of them pools.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice pool, but busy because the people that live there use the pool.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we go, and we show up at the pool. It's me, my sister, Owen, and Hudson. Owen and Hudson immediately dive into the pool with their goggles on, because that's what kids do.
Splash.
They don't care.
Nope.
And then Penny and I were sitting there, my sister, laying our towels out to suntan like true people do.
About to sunbathe, I know.
And I walk over to the pool, and as I'm walking, I look down. And you know how when you're at a pool, this concrete was more white, so I almost didn't see it laying on the ground folded up because of the stone on the pool. It was a folded up. You see it right here?
I see it.
$20 bill.
You found money at the pool?
At the pool, with people at the pool, and I panicked, and I went, one, does anyone see me find this? Two, what do I do when I pick it up? Three, is it somebody's here? And what if? How do I know? How does anyone even prove this is their money?
Ah, now I see where you're going with this. You go, hey, did anybody drop 20 bucks? Of course, four people about to raise their hand and go, me.
And then who do I give it to?
Right. Who did it really belong to?
I looked at it. I held it up in the air because I knew everybody was now looking at me on the side of the pool.
You held up the 20.
Because literally people are in the pool like, oh, and I stand there. And I look around.
Look left, look right.
I shrug and I turn back around. I walk right back to our little cabana and I
pocket that 20.
Put the 20 bucks in. I go, screw it.
Allie stole somebody's 20 bucks.
I did. I looked at my sister and I said, am I the jerk for keeping the 20 I just found at the public pool? Because nobody said anything and I didn't ask because then I had the fear of what you said, that everybody was going to claim it was theirs.
Everybody, I would have said it was mine.
Thank you.
Had you texted me, DZ, I just found 20 bucks in Cali, I would have been like, oh man, I dropped that. Dang, hey, hold that for me. Bring it back.
Right.
Can't believe I left that there. Wow.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So since the world we live in, there's going to be somebody who's going to claim it that it's not theirs. And I want to do the right thing. which would be giving it to the person who lost it, but there's no way to prove it, and nobody seemed to jump when I had it.
And had somebody seen you hold the 20 up, and it was their 20.
However, it's a subdivision, like, so you have the community pool.
Okay.
They have people that are hired. There's no lifeguard, but there are
people monitoring.
Monitoring and making sure things. There's also an office. Because people pay HOAs for this damn pool.
And it's attached to the HOA. Yeah.
So there's an office, almost like an apartment complex office. And so there was an office I could have walked into and said,
hey,
lost or found, somebody might miss this.
But how do we know the people at the office aren't just going to go, yeah, lost or found, pocket the 20 themselves?
New fear unlocked. I hadn't even gone that far in my mind of con man, but you're right.
See, but then I take myself back and go, what if it would have been a kid's 20 bucks? Mama gave them 20 bucks, go have a fun pool day, somebody get a little snack, and then they get in the water once, or they're taking their things out of their pockets to get in the water, and it happens to just fall out, slip on the ground, because kids don't carry wallets.
Exactly.
In my mind, you stole a child's 20 bucks.
See? The ironic part is it could be mine for all I know. I could have dropped it. That's the ironic part.
You don't carry cash.
You're right. I do not. You're right about that.
It definitely wasn't your 20.
Except for when I get my nails done. So, I don't know. Am I the jerk? That is the question today. Am I the jerk for keeping the $20 I found at the pool on the ground? I asked no one if it was theirs. I made no attempt to turn it in. I pocketed it, and here it is. Donuts for DZ tomorrow.
Let's go. So you know I'm automatically gonna say not the jerk.
Not the jerk. That's how I bought you today.
Yep.
Today he was buyable, everybody.
I was purchased to say not the jerk. Woo! You heard it here.
Here you go. Keep the change.
Let's go. I'll buy the donuts tomorrow.
Thank you. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for keeping the $20 bill that I found at the pool?
Oof.
We'll talk about it next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I am the subject today because I was on vacation last week and I found $20 at the pool, at the community pool, and I did not ask if it was anyone's and I did not turn it in. I looked around, held it up, and then I turned back around and put it in my purse.
Free 20.
And that was that. So am I the jerk for keeping the $20 I found at the public pool that was packed with people that might have lost it?
Allie stole money from a child. You know what I said.
Stop it. Janine's in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right. Am I the jerk? Just give it to me. I can take it.
Absolutely not.
Yes. Not?
Woo!
Okay.
Explain. Keepers, losers, weepers.
Okay, but what if somebody really did? I mean, there was a lost and found. I could have given
you
it.
You could have. You really could have.
Absolutely. But cash is no way to be identified.
Well, that's the thing.
There's just no way.
How do you even, with cash, there's no way to claim it.
I'm going to start writing my name on all my cash.
That's not a bad idea.
Just because then if like somebody finds it, like, does it have DZ on it? Because then that's my 20.
Write something like a little tiny mark on it and be like, does it have a mark by the 2?
Right.
Does Mr. Jefferson have a mustache? Because if so, then it is mine.
Did he shave today? Or has he got a full beard? All right.
Yep.
Janine, you're great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. She says not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Heidi's in Richfield this morning. We'll talk to her. Hi, Heidi.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Am I the jerk for keeping the 20 I found at the pool?
Be honest.
Heck no, you're not the jerk.
Oh.
Another finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
I wish I could argue with you, but I just can't.
I mean, you kept it, honestly, so clearly.
I wish I could say you're wrong, but you're not.
You don't think she should have turned it in? Nothing?
Nothing? Should I have asked?
You held it up in the air. If anybody was paying attention or actually really cared that they lost 20 bucks, they would have said something right away.
What if they hadn't realized that they had lost 20 bucks yet? And Allie saying, hey, is anybody missing something? You didn't have to say it was money. You could have been like, hey, did anybody lose anything? And somebody would have padded pockets and been like, I'm missing 20.
She heard the right point, though, that I held it up. And when I held it up, remember, I'm a loud, tall, blonde chick in a bikini holding up $20. Everyone looked at me and nobody said a word.
Loud, tall, blonde chick that didn't say a word.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
I kept my mouth shut for once and I just held the 20 up. They looked at me and then I turned around and left. And
whoops,
that was it.
Nobody saw me.
Nobody claimed it.
That's two for two, not the jerks, though. Heidi, we appreciate
Bye,
your call.
Heidi.
See you guys later. Bye.
Have a great day.
Great point of view, by the way, Heidi.
I mean, no, she really did bring a point. I was like, you did hold it up, and I can't disagree, but you also ain't saying none.
Right. Nick's in Muskego. Last but not least, Nick, are you going to come through and say I'm the jerk today?
Allie and Doozy, what's up?
Morning, Nick.
What up?
Hey, you know, you're not the jerk, Allie, because here's the thing. You know, Doozy's you did hold it up. I'm going with you held it up.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. If you announce it to everyone, everyone at the pool is going to say, it's mine.
Right.
Okay?
That
it's
was just, the fear. I mean,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, just keep it for yourself. What's the big deal? But it's not going to hurt anyone. I mean, you found it. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Somebody lost money. It's going to hurt somebody.
Somebody was definitely hurting without that 20.
That was my fear, though. That's why I said nothing, and I just held it up thinking, is somebody going to go mine? Because if I say something and then they all jump, I'm going to have no idea who to give it to. And then I've got more of a problem.
Right.
Because
then it's who? All right, everybody gets $5.
Now what do I do? And then what if it really is somebody's 20 and they're getting ripped off?
That's the thing is cash has no identity.
No trace.
Yeah. It has nothing to say, oh, it's mine. So it's like, you know, it's just like, you know, you find cash anywhere, I guess it's hers, you know? There's no right or wrong way to do it. You
honestly,
know? Now we see where your morality's at.
Well,
see his voice, he got all high. He's like, yeah, well,
No judgment here, Nick. I think you had a great point of view.
We appreciate your call, man. Have a great day.
Bye,
all right,
Nick.
Have a great day, guys.
Peace. See you later.
All y'all are cowards.
Not the jerk.
Cowards. Yeah, man, listen, I was bought off today. Y'all got no excuse. One of y'all could have said jerk.
DZ said not the jerk just because I gave him the $20 I found. And that's how this show goes, everybody. You're welcome. All right, coming up next, get ready. We have tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see Charlie Behrens. Not yet.
Not yet. Hold on.
Coming up, don't go anywhere, and an update on DZ and if he lost 12 pounds by Monday before vacation to ride in the Indy car at the Milwaukee Mile. Did he?
Did I?
We'll talk about it after the tickets. Hold on. Favorite song on the radio right now?
Easily.
Easily as well. Yeah. We agree on this for sure, DZ. That was Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richmond. One of the only songs from TikTok that actually has transitioned well onto the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these songs don't transition well. That one is a great song all the way through.
I say like one of five that I've heard in recent times where I'm like, nah, easy
so
hit.
Good. So good. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ sending somebody to the Wisconsin State Fair right now to see Charlie Behrens on the main stage August 8th. You're never going to believe who caller 30 is.
Come on.
I did not fix this.
Who
I
have
nothing to do with this. It's one of our regulars, but they got in. They're regulars.
They know what to do. They know the secret sauce.
It's Bella in Kenosha. Look at
that. Snap.
Oh, Bella. Good morning.
Oh, no.
You hung up on her.
No, I didn't. I didn't even touch it.
Where'd she go?
I think she dropped.
Oh, no. Well, now she's never getting in.
I think she got too excited and dropped.
She's never going to get in. It's never going to happen. Well, once you lose out of that slot.
Well, Bella, we don't know what to tell you, Ma.
The good news is we know where she lives. And we know her phone number.
We might be able to find her, thankfully.
At least I have her email, if anything. I mean,
ooh, boy.
I can find her on social media.
And y'all know who it is, too. Some of y'all can picture. We know. We've talked to Bella a few times. We know what
her.
It is. We
lost.
I didn't even get the chance to touch it. I looked, and it was just a new caller. It was done.
Dang.
It was gone.
All right. Well, Bella in Kenosha is our big winner today. I found out, apparently, Charlie Behrens went to the same grade school as Owen and Hudson. That's what somebody told me. That was my weird random connection.
Have you told me that before?
Probably off the air. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's true, but somebody told me that.
Really?
They said Charlie Behrens mentioned in an interview he went to Owen and Hudson's grade school in New Berlin. I went, I don't know if that's true, but we're going with it.
Huh?
We're going with it.
Hey, listen, if Charlie Behrens says it, I'm not going to call that man a liar.
And then, I mean, I feel like a lot of people have ties to Charlie Behrens, obviously, if he grew up here. A lot of people listening are like, well, I know his cousin and I'm his third sister.
Some people might be related to him. For real, though. We actually did talk to somebody that was like, yeah, no, I also know him from grade school, yada, yada, yada. There are.
See?
Charlie Behrens is like Kevin Bacon, especially in Wisconsin. There's certain degrees of separation between him and the people out here.
And his dad's a doctor at Children's.
That's right.
Which makes it even more cute, like even more heartfelt. Like, how do you not love that?
The Behrens families have been here and taken care of the children of Milwaukee. And now they're taking care of the adults with the humor.
Making us laugh. Look at that.
I'm just gassing them
up. I know. You're welcome, Charlie.
Yeah, boy.
You're welcome.
We're going to have to send him this clip. That's gas.
You know what? Pick up two real quick for me. Finally.
Do you feel confident?
I feel confident. Is this Bella? Please, God, be Bella.
Oh, my God. It's Bella. Oh, what? Stevie, who hung up on me?
Listen, no. Don't you do that, because I ain't even touched the phone before I got there.
I was like, maybe he was trying to hit my theme song, and he hit the wrong button. It's Monday.
If anybody hung up on you, it was me, so I apologize. Okay. She said, oh, my bad.
Am I the jerk for hanging up on Bella?
My bad.
Why y'all say I didn't hang up on you, Bella?
I hung up on her.
Okay, I believe you.
Bella, if I did, it was an accident, but you're going to the Wisconsin State Fair. Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, Charlie Barron's in your live. You got to play the winner theme song.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him live?
No, I haven't, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. You're going.
And I want to go see the animals at the state fair and get some good food.
Yes, absolutely. The animals are a whole vibe at the fair, for sure. So,
my face.
Well, all right, Bella, we'll see you there, because you know we're going to go, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're pulling up.
Let's go.
Another chance tomorrow, same time. Bella, don't go anywhere this time.
Yeah, for
even
real,
if
though.
It was me last time.
You see, I didn't hang up on her, right?
I see.
So if that call drops now, you know I didn't hang up on her, right?
I see. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to talk to Bella real quick. Coming up next, hit that, because I want to talk about this. Taylor Swift is ending her tour, by the way.
What?
Yeah. But we're talking about, did you lose 12 pounds next?
Okay.
Kiss FM. To quote Taylor Swift, she said, quote, "I think I once had hobbies," unquote, meaning the Eras tour is coming to an end, everybody.
Really, though?
It is. 103.7 Kiss FM. She announced it last week. I would be sick of myself, too.
She's been on tour for over a year, hasn't she?
She said the Eras tour has taken over everything. She's like, I'm done. I think she's ready to go back and live her life for a little bit.
I think she wants to hang out for a little bit. Just hang out. Mm-hmm. Literally just chill.
You know what I said to my sister? And what? I hate going here with women because it's so unfair. Hmm. But I was like, what if she's pregnant? If she's ending in December and it's June. And I'm like, it's not crazy.
Nah,
but
well.
I don't think she is. And I hate it when people do that to women. Like, oh, you're ending that. You must be pregnant or getting married. Nah, not necessarily. She just wants her life back.
She might just want some time off. She's Amen. Been on tour doing nonstop concerts, mm-hmm. back-to-back stuff, flying all over the world. It's not just like a regular U.S. tour. She's everywhere.
And now she wants to enjoy her time. She's in love. Let her enjoy that, you know?
Or she's pregnant. Who knows?
Or she's pregnant. But anyway. Okay, so where were we? It's Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. A resetting, because you know what time it is.
Huepa, buenos dias. Talk to me. Ask me.
Buenos dias. Did you lose 12 pounds and ride in the car at the Milwaukee Mile? Yes or no?
Okay. As y'all know, before we went on vacation, I had the opportunity to hit me up and said,
let's recap.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, the Milwaukee Mile, we're doing races again. We're coming back. Mm-hmm. The IndyCar Series, NASCAR, vroom, vroom, baby. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to put y'all in some race cars.
Yeah, which was so exciting.
I was very excited.
And I couldn't go because I was leaving town, but right. You were going to be in town last week for that
I was.
Day where they were going to let you ride in the car.
And I was like, bro, that'd be something cool to do for my birthday. It was the day after. It was bucket list. I've never gone that fast in a vehicle before.
Liar. You've never gone that fast on the Milwaukee Mile in a car.
Fair. I've never gone 170 miles an hour in a race car. So I was like, I'd love to do that. I'd love, going vroom, vroom. So the only problem was I weighed a little bit too much for the weight requirement. The weight requirement was you couldn't be above 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was at like 262, 263 teetering, and I challenged myself to try to lose the weight. And I was I was on pace. I was doing good. I was eating a little bit healthier.
Mm.
And then I received a call, and they said, hey, DZ, so the thing is, they want you to do it, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's only for one of our jocks. Only one of us can do it.
Wait. So, okay, let me get this straight.
Ask away, go ahead.
Allie's going to have a moment here of questions. Are you telling me that somebody sent us an email asking if we all wanted to go, but they forgot to add the part that only one of us could go? Are you joking?
So they hit me up and were like, so if you want to do it and try to, drop the weight by Monday, dope. But we also have some other people in the building that are willing to go. And I went, they're no question going to be able to ride the race car. They meet and fit every single requirement. They check the box with flying colors.
Mm.
I'm sitting here about to go to a sauna in a sweatsuit to try to lose a few more pounds so I can maybe fit.
Yeah.
The trade-off didn't feel logical, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity for everyone just because I wanted to be selfish for me.
Well, I don't think you were selfish, but...
Had I kept it and been like, no, I want to do it. I'm going to try to lose
lose the weight and then not been able to do it. Yeah. That would have been a selfish move, knowing somebody could have and did profit from that opportunity, got to go in the race car and have that experience.
Well, it's true, because when I saw you at Pride Fest the next day, the day before your birthday, so Pride Fest was on Saturday, and then the Milwaukee Mile thing would have been on Monday. So you had to lose 12 pounds by Monday.
Right.
And when I saw you at Pride Fest, I wasn't even thinking about it. And you were like eating, and you go, I've given up.
I gave up, dog. I ain't doing that.
I remember what you were eating. It was like a donut or something. And you're like, yeah, I quit.
I was a little salty about it, so I was eating my feelings. Okay, I'll say it. I was eating some of my feelings because I was like, I'm going to give up. I'm not doing it. They called me and said I shouldn't. No. Lies. They didn't call me and say I shouldn't. I said, never mind.
I'm going to eat this weekend and live my life. It's my birthday.
That part.
Who's not going to eat cake on their birthday?
I ate cake on my birthday.
I know it's a bucket list thing, but I'm just saying.
And honestly, fingers crossed that this opportunity comes about again and I am a little bit more in shape so that I can, without reservation, go, yes, 100% in, boom, market.
Yeah, absolutely. Next time. Next birthday. Speaking of your birthday, I want to hear about it next. I have questions.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not.
Fine.
And then we've got tickets to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave on July 6th.
Ooh, big things coming up. Yeah.
Somebody said, that's why you are a classy guy, DZ.
Appreciate y'all.
Obviously. There. If you want to go see the Kid Laroi at the Rave on July 6th, don't move. We're doing it in less than 5 minutes.
Literally. Just wait. Just hold on. Keep them horses right where they at.
Okay, what happened on your birthday since we were on vacation? I need to know everything. Because it was on June 9th,
right.
DZ, you turned 31.
Yeah.
So young.
Spry young chicken out here. You know what I'm saying?
What did you do on your birthday?
We kept it really low key.
Yeah.
Honestly, like it wasn't like a birthday to go do a ton of things at. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife was technically still working. Mm-hmm. So to say we wanted to go do a lot, I just wanted to kick it. Mm-hmm. I really just wanted to kick it. So my wife made me tres leches cake, my favorite cake.
Aw, that's so nice.
Handmade. You know what I'm saying?
Get it, Aaron.
You know what I'm saying? She did her thing. She whipped it in, and we just got to spend our time.
Aww.
We did our thing. Little family tangs.
And you went to Tony and Racine's wedding.
Technically. As far as that was a separation for me, though it was the same day.
Did Aaron go or just you?
The whole family went.
You, Aaron, and the kids all went to Tony and Racine's wedding.
The whole family went.
Nice.
So even though it was both June 9th, to me, my birthday, the little family time,
even
what
though
we
Tony
did.
Stole your birthday, it's fine. We can
we
say
did.
It.
My birthday activities were just family things, little cake. What we did on the day was celebrate Tony and Amanda for their wedding.
But it was the first wedding for your kids,
it
which
was.
Is brave to take the kids. How did it go?
It went surprisingly well. Honestly, the way Tony's wedding was set up was perfect for children.
Good.
One, there was a lot of people there. Two, a lot of those people had kids.
Ah, yes.
So
chef's kiss.
Those kids entertained each other.
On the dance floor.
Listen, they took over the dance floor.
Good.
As Sammy was trying to take over the DJ booth. He said, Sammy, y'all got Baby Shark in there? Leave me on the deck, Tony. It was the perfect first wedding to take them to just because it was so ample. It wasn't like the wedding where, you know, you put your kid in the tux and you're expecting them to try to sit in the seat when they're 2 going on 3 years old.
Yeah.
They weren't going to do that for hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. So when we got there, one, all the toys that they could play with on the table, the adults, the kids, everything.
I find it fascinating. Tony doesn't have any kids, does he?
No, but he knows how to be a parent
but
already.
He is a kid.
At heart.
That's what it is. It's like Tom Hanks in Big. He's like the kid.
Exactly.
Tony is really 10. We just don't know it.
Just because he's in a 30-year-old man's body.
A body, right.
Those are the dudes that make the best parents.
Yeah,
the child,
right.
Them childish dads. I feel like I'm a little childish.
You're right, because you want to spend time and do the childish stuff with them.
And I can relate, so I had a blast.
Whereas I'm like, stop farting! You're not funny! Yeah, they're totally different vibes, that's for sure. It's true.
Mom and dad.
It's true.
Mom and dad.
I'm the mom.
For sure, though.
Yeah, but you had fun.
It was a fun wedding. It was an amazing wedding. I even forgot it was my birthday. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, really?
When I was at the wedding, I completely forgot that it was my birthday.
Aww.
On the way home, I was like, oh, that's right.
Well...
I'm 31 today.
You're like, geez, it's my birthday.
Forgotten. Completely forgotten. But y'all know I'm not that
You're
guy.
You're not
that,
a birthday guy.
I don't care about my day like that. I'd rather celebrate my people's days like that. So my wife's birthday coming up in August, that's a whole nother ball game. It's on for that. It's on for that. But mine, I was more happy to be at Tony and Amanda's wedding. Shout out
to
them.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday.
Thank you.
Even though I missed it.
It's okay. You didn't even wish me happy birthday, but that's fine.
Yes, I did. Stop it. Didn't I text you in the morning?
Look back.
I texted you in the morning, didn't I? Oh, shut up. Wait.
You know I was waiting.
Are you joking?
I was waiting.
Wait. I said happy Father's Day. Uh-huh. I never said happy birthday. Uh-huh. Stop it. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Go back. Friday, June 7th.
Scroll. Go ahead.
Friday. Uh-huh. Saturday. Uh-huh. Saturday. Uh-huh. Saturday.
That's before my
Saturday,
birthday.
Uh-huh. Saturday. Uh-huh. Sunday, June 9th at 5:18 a.m. I said happy birthday, and you responded. Screw you.
Oh, dang.
DZ, you forgot. You were really about to bust me out.
I was trying to bust you out so hard.
You wrote back. Thank you, fam. I appreciate it. And you, which I hearted.
Dang it. I did forget that you said. Oh, okay. You said happy birthday.
I wanted to be the first one. It was 5:18.
I was just trying to talk trash.
Damn it.
When talking trash goes wrong, because they actually did.
You had me convinced I forgot your birthday for a second.
No, you didn't. My bad.
Dang it. You scared me there. I was like, I forgot your birthday. Did I? Started questioning everything. Oh my God. Okay.
You texted me so early, I forgot. That was the thing. You were like the second person besides my wife to say happy birthday.
Because we're up early, and that's just, I thought of you immediately.
I appreciate that for real.
Said,
I appreciate that and you.
You were about to stand on that too. You were like, look back.
Listen,
look back.
I had 9 toes on the ground, and that 10th was coming. I'm glad I ain't put it down. My bad. She said happy birthday, y'all.
That's so funny. But it wouldn't be a long shot if I forgot.
You were traveling that day. It was a busy day.
I didn't forget your birthday, that's for sure. Okay, are you ready to give away these Kid Laroi tickets?
Yes, are you?
Absolutely. Kid Laroi coming to the rave July 6th, a few weeks. This is where we're at, people. It's a few weeks away, 4th of July. It's happening.
Wisconsin summer's here, baby.
We're doing this. So, 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to go see the Kid Laroi when he comes to the rave in July. Good luck. 103.7. Kiss FM. We get to the middle of the show and finally I feel back at work again.
Oh, we're here. Good morning.
We're here. Good morning.
Now we can start the show.
It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. We had a great vacation.
Yes.
I had a great vacation. I'm bringing Owen and Hudson tomorrow. God help us all. Yeah. But it's going to be a funny show.
It's going to be good.
Because the recap of my vacay needs them. Because they're perfect ages and they're really funny, the things they have to say about our vacation.
Well, let's be honest, Mom, you were there, but the vacation was theirs.
It was totally theirs. And boy, is it funny. So they'll be here tomorrow. You had a great birthday.
I did. I had a good birthday. Mm-hmm. Had a good week off. Had a few different things. I went golfing. So much. A lot of
so
things
happened. So excited for you. I was following on social, so I saw kind of what you did.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Then you met a man with no email? Excuse me?
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry. I thought I misread this when you wrote this down today for the show, and I'm like, DZ must be joking.
No, I was not joking whatsoever.
How does someone in 2024 not have an email?
Listen,
is that a thing?
I didn't ask enough questions.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this man's name, but I was at the chiropractor. Yeah. Y'all know I go to Connect Chiropractic, whatever. Yeah, yada, yada.
Yeah,
I go there, get my back fixed.
You've been going there, and it's been helping.
I'm coming up on like 9 months since I started going,
That's
cool. And it has been helping. It's been doing wonders for my back. They got this torque technology where they're not just cracking your neck. Mm-hmm. That's not the point of the story here. I was there, and I was overhearing a conversation that took place. And a man literally said, an older gentleman, and I'll say, he said, how can you guys reach out to me that isn't through email? I've never had one. Never had one.
How old was the guy? Was he like 100?
No, he had to have been. I think
he wasn't old.
I think he was tops 60, 65 maybe.
Did he have access to the internet?
There's no way he doesn't.
I'm like, because there are some people in, you know, low income areas who you have to, who have not, do not have access, or we've worked hard to try to get them access to give, because people need the internet now. You can't live without it. You need it for resources and things.
If he was at the chiropractor taking care of his back, I'd assume that he has at least access to some sort
of
internet.
Wait a second. You're right. What the hell? I'm asking a dumb question here. He's at a chiropractor.
He's at a chiropractor. It's not like I just met a man at a at a homeless shelter or something.
And
like,
he's at a chiropractor with technology. That's,
right.
Wait a second.
I scan in using my smartphone.
Yeah.
I have an app everywhere that I use to log in at Connect Chiropractic. How he logs in and lets them know he's there, I have no clue.
It's like the people that still use the thing at the gym instead of the app. To scan
oh, the
in.
Scan card. They still use the tag. Card. They the use card. The tag. Yeah, they use the like, whole card
it's
instead
like there's
of just
a whole app.
That's me though.
Well, okay, fine. So back to the chiropractor. So there's a guy with no email.
There's a dude without an email, and in my head, I went, "Ain't no way. There's no way that somebody does not have an email in 2024."
That's insane.
So I asked, and sure enough, looked me dead in my face and said, "No,
he did.
No email." And I was shocked. I was like, "Wow." I think I just got to kind of keep it moving from there. I didn't ask any more clarifying questions. I just went about my day shocked. I got in the car and started driving and went, man, I want to know so much more about this guy. But I was mind blown at the fact that he straight up said, I've never had an email.
I can't even. I mean, I don't check mine, but at least I have one.
Right. I've got like three.
I thank you. And I ignore them all, but I have them.
Got a lot of unread emails.
What kind of, who does he think he is?
This man was special.
Come on.
And I literally racked my brain going, what's something that everybody has that you don't?
How do you get your free birthday treat with no email?
You got to have the app.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Does he not have a smartphone? I didn't even see a smartphone because at this rate, I'm wondering if he even has a cellular device.
I mean, isn't it that unbelievable?
He might have a rotary phone.
So something everyone has that you don't. Email's a great one.
Email was
because that's wild. I thought everyone had an email at this point. I'm with you. It's kind of like I assume everyone has a cell phone at this point.
Thank you.
Like, and if you don't, you have a flip phone like my father, and that's fine. Okay. But
still a cell phone.
Still a cell phone.
Not a smartphone, but a cell phone.
We got him on the iPhone, and he freaks out every day about how hard it is to use. Okay, but that's another topic for another day.
The screen's
as well.
Too big.
But at least he's got a phone.
And I'm sure your dad has an email.
He does.
Crazy.
He does.
And is your dad older than 60?
Uh-huh.
So the fact that I would not peg this man older than 65 maximum to me says how? You can be a doomsday prepper because you are literally out in public. Mm-hmm. You're not a hermit crab. He looked well enough put together for me to go, there's no way you don't have an email.
Somebody texted in, let me tell you, my 75-year-old grandparents live under a rock. They don't have internet, no cell phones. They live by what the TV and newspaper tell them.
They use the OTA and the print.
Even when I see a real newspaper, I laugh. I'm like, get on the website. Come on.
No, they got to get their Sunday paper, baby.
That's amazing. All right. What is something that everybody else has that you don't? Or maybe you know someone like this where they don't have something like email, which is wild.
Is it age related? Because I didn't think he was that old.
My parents are 80 now and they have email, Facebook. I mean, let's stop.
They've advanced with the times.
They have computers. My mom has an Apple Watch.
Thank
you. They have cell phones.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Let's not get crazy here. Older people can use technology just fine.
Allie, hold on, though. You just said something that sparked my thought.
What?
You just got something that everybody else has that you didn't have.
The Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch. Everybody got a smartwatch nowadays.
Well,
you didn't.
If you were going to get one, you got one.
Right.
Not everybody has one, but if you wanted one, you've gotten it by now.
That was yours.
I was the old school one. You're right.
That was yours.
You're right.
Something everybody had that you didn't. An Apple Watch.
And then when I got one, I acted like it was brand new.
Told everybody, look at my Apple Watch.
DZ's like, Allie, those have been out for years. I'm like, not the point.
Just let me live in my moment.
I decided to work out finally, and I want to know. It's all selfish.
Allie didn't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Now she does. My man's at the chiropractor, does not have an email, never has. Blew my mind.
That's the topper right here. 414-533-1037. Next, we're talking about it. Something everyone has that you don't. I can't wait to hear what people say. Lil Uzi Vert's in that song, and he's going to be at Summerfest on July 6th.
He sure is. A
couple of weeks.
Yep,
we're there. And Summerfest is starting on Thursday, DZ. It's here.
How did we get here so fast?
I don't know, but let's go.
Listen, I'm not complaining. I was just wondering.
I don't know, but if we don't have another fun night like we did last year at Summerfest, I'm going to be very disappointed. We had a good time last year.
I got some dates circled. Don't worry about
just
it,
Just tell me when you're going and I'll meet you there.
Exactly.
Because you know I'll pull up.
Pull up.
I don't care who the band is. I'm in.
Pull up.
You had me at Summerfest, okay?
You had me at DZ going to Summerfest this night.
I'll rotate whatever stages you want with whoever. I'm in. I'm in.
We'll coordinate childcare for the boys.
Sounds good. Because they can't come.
Nope.
Parents night out. All right. So it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about things that everybody has, but either you don't or you know someone, because DZ ran into a man at the chiropractor who had no email.
Never had an email in his life.
Like, I can't process that one.
I thought he was 100, but he literally was no older than like 65.
It's crazy. Well, Anna's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her this morning. We've been doing all this late night. Anna, good morning.
Hi. Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning, morning.
We're talking about things everybody has that you don't or someone you know doesn't have. What is it?
Well, my husband, you know, he's 61 and he does not have Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok or anything like that.
No social media.
What does he do in his free time?
He reads the newspaper.
That's what he does in the bathroom? He reads the newspaper?
The newspaper?
No.
I don't know what he does in there, but you know, I mean, he has a phone, but he doesn't have social media.
He probably takes a book like a back normal in the day.
Person? Like a regular person
like
10 years
like
ago?
Like a child potty training.
Yeah.
Takes a book.
He's playing putt-putt on the toilet. I know him. I know him.
Oh my gosh. Well, you have Facebook, Anna, because I'm friends with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know Anna has it. He probably is going, well, my wife's got it. She's got all the pictures.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
my
mom that's
has
what
one.
He does. Yeah, I have to show him all the pictures.
I was going to say, Anna, let me ask, does he just use your Facebook like his some days and scrolls a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't even do that. Not he has no interest in that.
He just wants to see the pictures.
Look at
wow.
This guy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yep. That's impressive. Like my father-in-law. I mean, he's in his 60s, and for the longest, he just got on Facebook recently, like within like the last 2-3 years.
My dad's not on social media, but boy, my mom is, and you can see her commenting on all my posts, you guys. Love you. Love you so much. Mwah, mwah.
Miss you. Mwah.
She comments like a true mom should on Facebook, and I know you guys see it once in a while.
Really,
thanks, Nancy. Yeah.
Shout out, Nancy.
Shout out, Nancy. All right, Anna.
And shout
have
out,
a great
Anna.
Day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Julie's in Oak Creek, and Julie has her own theme song. She also has a really good one.
Morning, Julie.
Julie.
Morning.
Something everybody has that you don't. What is it?
Go.
A WhatsApp account or a Discord account.
Okay.
You don't got a WhatsApp?
I don't have a WhatsApp.
You don't got a WhatsApp?
I don't have.
You know what's so
funny? I don't
funny?
Have a WhatsApp.
I tried to like set up one time for something.
Sure.
Not anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone specifically. I just wanted to get on the app, and I went, I don't even need this. I got too much. I don't,
yeah.
And I got off, and that was it. But I do have a Discord because I didn't even know what Discord was until we took an improv class last summer.
And we had to download it.
And we got on it. We realized that's how we all talk to each other in our class.
Yeah, it's like a chat forum, basically Discord, but then WhatsApp, it's a communication service. You can talk to people. You can connect with other phones. For example, that's how I speak to any family in Colombia usually through WhatsApp, because our phone numbers without an international plan.
Is it free then if you're on the WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Oh.
That way I can text my cousins, talk to, you know, old family members, reconnect with people
it's
if and ever.
The way to go international if you want to talk. Because
exactly.
You have a lot of family still in Colombia.
Because I could call, but I'm not trying to get charged at international rate.
Mm-hmm. International love.
International price.
Right. Well, Julie, that's a good one.
That's
WhatsApp.
A great one.
Yeah, you are out of the loop on that, and so am I. Fair
you
enough.
Download both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I stayed away from the WhatsApp when we were in Jamaica, and the Jamaican guy was like, hey, what's your WhatsApp? I want to hit you up.
Uh-huh. That's what she said. No.
Well, unless you
I
have
would
something
be married,
that's stinky.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought she was looking for the stinky stuff. It's Jamaica.
No.
Just because it's Jamaica.
She's like, what's your number?
Where you at, Mom?
Yeah. No.
Find me at the bar,
it was
Mom.
More looking for a relationship, and I'm like, yeah, my daughter's right here, but thanks.
It was more like he was looking for stinky stuff.
No.
Julie.
Julie. Thanks,
bye.
Guys. You get out of here, DZ. Not Julie.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
To quote Taylor Swift, she said, quote, "I think I once had hobbies," unquote, meaning the Eras Tour is coming to an end, everybody.
Really, though?
It is. 103.7 Kiss FM. She announced it last week. I would be sick of myself, too.
She's been on tour for over a year, hasn't she?
She said the Eras Tour has taken over everything. She's like, I'm done. I think she's ready to go back and live her life for a little bit.
I think she wants to hang out for a little bit. Just hang out. Mm-hmm. Literally just chill.
You know what I said to my sister? And what? I hate going here with women. Because it's so unfair. But I was like, what if she's pregnant? If she's ending in December and it's June, I'm like, it's not crazy. I don't think she is, and I hate it when people do that to women, like, oh, you're ending that, you must be pregnant or getting married. Not necessary. She just wants her life back.
She might just want some time off. She's been on tour doing nonstop concerts, mm-hmm. back-to-back stuff, flying all over the world. It's not just like a regular U.S. tour. She's everywhere,
and now she wants to enjoy her time. She's in love. Let her enjoy that, you know,
or she's pregnant. Who knows?
Or she's pregnant. But anyway. Okay, so where were we? It's Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. A resetting because you know what time it is.
Huepa, buenos dias. Talk to me. Ask me.
Buenos dias. Did you lose 12 pounds and ride in the car at the Milwaukee Mile? Yes or no?
Okay, as y'all know, before we went on vacation, I had the opportunity. They hit me up and said,
let's recap.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, the Milwaukee Mile, we're doing races again. We're coming back. Mm-hmm. The IndyCar Series, NASCAR, vroom, vroom, baby. Mm-hmm. We got a chance to put y'all in some race cars.
Yeah, it was just so exciting.
I was very excited.
And I couldn't go because I was leaving town, but right. You were going to be in town last week for that
I was.
Day where they were going to let you ride in the car.
And I was like, bro, that'd be something cool to do for my birthday. It was the day after. It was bucket list. I've never gone that fast in a vehicle before.
Liar. You've never gone that fast on the Milwaukee Mile in a car.
Fair. I've never gone 170 miles an hour in a race car. So I was like, I'd love to do that. I'd love, going vroom, vroom. So the only problem was I weighed a little bit too much for the weight requirement. The mm-hmm. weight requirement was you couldn't be above 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was at like 262, 263 teetering, and I challenged myself to try to lose the weight. And I was on pace. I was doing good. I was eating a little bit healthier. Mm. And then I received a call, and they said, hey, DZ, So the thing is, they want you to do it, but it's only for one of our jocks. Only one of us can do it.
Wait. So, okay, let me get this. Let me get this straight.
Ask away. Go ahead.
Allie's going to have a moment here of questions. Are you telling me that somebody sent us an email asking if we all wanted to go, but they forgot to add the part that only one of us could go? Are you joking?
So they hit me up and we're like, so if you want to do it and try to, you know, drop the weight by Monday, dope. But we also have some other people in the building that are willing to go. And I went, they're no question going to be able to ride the race car. They meet and fit every single requirement. They check the box with flying colors. I'm sitting here about to go to a sauna in a sweatsuit to try to lose a few more pounds so I can maybe fit.
Yeah.
The trade-off didn't feel logical, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity for everyone just because I wanted to be selfish for me.
Well, I don't think you were selfish, but
had I kept it and been like, no, I want to do it. I'm going to try to lose the weight. And then not been able to do it, that would have been a selfish move, knowing somebody could have and did profit from that opportunity, got to go in the race car and have that experience.
Well, it's true, because when I saw you at Pride Fest the next day, the day before your birthday, so Pride Fest was on Saturday, and then the Milwaukee Mile thing would have been on Monday. So you had to lose 12 pounds by Monday.
Right.
And when I saw you at Pride Fest, I wasn't even thinking about it. And you were like eating, and you go, I've given up.
I gave up, dog. I ain't doing that.
I don't remember what you were eating. It was like a donut or something, and you're like, yeah, I quit.
I was a little salty about it, so I was eating my feelings, okay? I'll say it. I was eating some of my feelings because I was like, I'm going to give up. I'm not doing it. They called me and said I shouldn't. No, lies. They didn't call me and say I shouldn't. I said, never mind.
I'm going to eat this weekend and live my life. It's my birthday.
That part.
Who's not going to eat cake on their birthday?
I ate cake on my birthday.
I know it's a bucket list thing, but I'm just saying.
And honestly, fingers crossed that this opportunity comes about again, and I am a little bit more in shape so that I can, without reservation, go, yes, 100% in, boom, mark
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Next time. Next birthday.
Speaking of your birthday, I want to hear about it next. I have questions.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not.
Fine.
And then we've got tickets to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave on July 6th.
Ooh, big things coming up.
Yeah. Somebody said, that's why you are a classy guy, DZ.
Appreciate y'all.
Obviously. Hello. If you want to go see the Kid Laroi at the Rave on July 6th, don't move. We're doing it in less than 5 minutes.
Literally. Just wait. Just hold on. Keep them horses right where they at.
Okay, what happened on your birthday since we were on vacation? I need to know everything. Because it was on June 9th,
right.
DZ. You turned 31.
Yeah.
So young.
Spry young chicken out here. You know what I'm saying?
What did you do on your birthday?
We kept it really low key.
Yeah.
Honestly, like it wasn't like a birthday to go do a ton of things at. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife was technically still working. Mm-hmm. So to say we wanted to go do a lot, I just wanted to kick it. Mm-hmm. I really just wanted to kick it. So my wife made me tres leches cake, my favorite cake.
Aw, that's so nice.
Handmade. You know what I'm saying?
Get it, Aaron.
You know what I'm saying? She did her thing. She whipped it in, and we just got to spend our time.
Aww.
We did our thing. Little family tangs.
And you went to Tony and Racine's wedding.
Technically. As far as that was a separation for me, though it was the same day.
Did Aaron go or just you?
The whole family went.
You, Aaron, and the kids all went to Tony and Racine's wedding.
The whole family went.
Nice.
So even though it was both June 9th, to me, my birthday, the little family time,
even
what
though
we
Tony
did.
Stole your birthday, it's fine. we can say it.
My birthday activities were just family things, little cake. What we did on the day was celebrate Tony and Amanda for their wedding.
But it was the first wedding for your kids,
which is brave
to take the kids. How did it go?
It went surprisingly well. Honestly, the way Tony's wedding was set up was perfect for children.
Good.
One, there was a lot of people there. Two, a lot of those people had kids.
Ah, yes.
So those,
chef's kiss.
Those kids entertained each other.
On the dance floor.
Listen, they took over the dance floor.
Good.
As Sammy was trying to take over the DJ booth. He said, Sammy, y'all got Baby Shark in there? Leave me on the deck, Tony.
That's amazing.
It was the perfect first wedding to take him to because it was so ample. It wasn't like the wedding where, you know, you put your kid in the tux and you're expecting them to try to sit in the seat when they're 2 going on 3 years old.
Yeah.
They weren't going to do that for hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. So when we got there, one, all the toys that they could play with on the table, the adults, the kids, everything.
I find it fascinating. Tony doesn't have any kids, does he?
No, but he knows how to be a parent already.
He is a kid.
At heart.
That's what it is. It's like Tom Hanks in Big. He's like the kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but Tony is really 10. We just don't know it.
Just because he's in a 30-year-old man's body.
A body, right.
Those are the dudes that make the best parents.
Yeah,
the child,
right.
Them childish dads. I feel like I'm a little childish.
You're right, because you want to spend time and do the childish stuff with them.
And I can relate, so I had a blast.
Whereas I'm like, stop farting! Like, you're not funny! Yeah, they're totally different vibes, that's for sure. It's true.
Mom and dad.
It's true.
Mom and dad.
I'm the mom.
For sure. For sure. For sure, though.
Yeah, but you had fun.
It was a fun wedding. It was an amazing wedding. I even forgot it was my birthday. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, really?
When I was at the wedding, I completely forgot that it was my birthday.
Aww.
On the way home, I was like, oh, that's right.
Well,
I'm 31 today.
You're like, geez, it's my birthday.
Forgotten. Completely forgotten. But y'all know I'm not that
You're
guy.
You're not
that,
a birthday guy.
I don't care about my day like that. Okay. I'd rather celebrate my people's days like that. So my wife's birthday, coming up in August, that's a whole nother ball game. It's on for that. It's on for that. But mine, I was more happy to be at Tony and Amanda's wedding. Shout out
to
them.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday.
Thank you.
Even though I missed it.
It's okay. You didn't even wish me happy birthday, but that's fine.
Yes, I did. Stop it. Didn't I text you in the morning?
Look back.
I texted you in the morning, didn't I? Oh, shut up. Wait.
You know I was waiting.
Are you joking?
I was waiting.
Wait. I said happy Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
I never said happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Stop it. Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Go back.
Friday, June 7th.
Scroll. Go ahead.
Friday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday.
That's before my birthday.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, June 9th at 5:18 a.m. I said happy birthday, and you responded. Screw you.
Oh, dang.
DZ, you forgot. And you were really about to bust me up.
I was trying to bust you out so hard.
You wrote back. Thank you, fam. I appreciate it. And you, which I hearted.
Dang it.
You
I did
suck.
Forget that
You're
you said. Oh, okay. You said happy birthday.
I wanted to be the first one. It was 5:18.
I was just trying to talk trash.
Damn it.
When talking trash goes wrong, because they actually did.
You had me convinced I forgot your birthday for a second.
No, you did it. My bad.
Dang it. You scared me there. I was like, I forgot your birthday. Did I? Started questioning everything. Oh my God. Okay.
You texted me so early, I forgot. That was the thing. You were like the second person besides my wife to say happy birthday.
Because we're up early, and that's just, I thought of you immediately.
I appreciate that for real.
Said,
I appreciate that and you.
You were about to stand on that, too. You were like, look back.
Listen,
look back.
I had 9 toes on the ground, and that 10th was coming. I'm glad I didn't put it down. My bad. She said happy birthday, y'all.
That's so funny. But it wouldn't be a long shot if I forgot.
You were traveling that day. It was a busy day.
I didn't forget your birthday, that's for sure. Okay, are you ready to give away these Kid Laroi tickets?
Yes, are you?
Absolutely. Kid Laroi coming to the rave July 6th, a few weeks. This is where we're at, people. It's a few weeks away, 4th of July. It's happening.
Wisconsin summer's here, baby.
We're doing this. So, 414-533-1037. Caller 33. You're going to go see the Kid Laroi when he comes to the rave in July. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ah, we get to the middle of the show and finally I feel back at work again.
Oh, we're here. Good morning.
We're here. Good morning.
Now we can start the show.
It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM. We had a great vacation.
Yes.
I had a great vacation. I'm bringing Owen and Hudson tomorrow. God help us all. Yeah. But it's going to be a funny show.
It's going to be good.
Because the recap of my vacay needs them. Because they're perfect ages and they're really funny, the things they have to say about our vacation.
Well, let's be honest, Mom, you were there, but the vacation was theirs.
It was totally theirs. And boy, is it funny. So they'll be here tomorrow. You had a great birthday.
I did. I had a good birthday. Mm-hmm. Had a good week off. Had a few different things. I went golfing. So much. A lot of
so
things happened.
So excited for you. I was following on social, so I saw kind of what you did.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Then you met a man with no email? Excuse me?
Yeah, so...
I'm sorry. I thought I misread this when you said wrote this down today for the show, and I'm like, DZ must be joking.
No, I was not joking whatsoever.
How does someone in 2024 not have an email?
Listen,
is that a thing?
I didn't ask enough questions.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this man's name, but I was at the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Y'all know I go to Connect Chiropractic over whatever. Yeah, yada, yada.
Yeah,
I go there, get my back fixed.
You've been going there, and it's been helping.
I'm coming up on like 9 months since I started going, right?
That's cool.
And it has been helping. It's been doing wonders for my back. They got this torque technology where they're not just cracking your neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point of the story here. I was there, and I was overhearing a conversation that took place, and a man literally said, an older gentleman, and I'll say, he said, how can you guys reach out to me that isn't through email? I've never had one. Never had one.
How old was the guy? Was he like 100?
No, he had to have been, I think.
He wasn't old?
I think he was tops 60, 65 maybe.
Did he have access to the internet?
There's no way he doesn't.
I'm like, because there are some people in, you know, low income areas who you have to, who have not, do not have access, or we've worked hard to try to get them access to give, because people need the internet now. You can't live without it. You need it for resources and things.
If he was at the chiropractor taking care of his back, I'd assume that he has at least access to some sort
of
internet.
Wait a second, you're right. What the hell? I'm asking a dumb question here. He's at a chiropractor.
It's not like I just met a man at a homeless shelter or something.
And
like,
he's at a chiropractor with technology. That's,
right.
Wait a second.
I scan in using my smartphone.
Yeah.
I have an app everywhere that I use to log in at Connect Chiropractic. How he logs in and lets them know he's there, I have no clue.
It's like the people that still use the thing at the gym instead of the app. They still use the tag.
Yeah, they use the whole card instead of just
a whole app.
That's me though.
Well, okay, fine. So back to the chiropractor. So there's a guy with no email.
There's a dude without an email. And in my head, I went, ain't no way. There's no way that somebody does not have an email in 2024.
It's insane.
So I asked. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, looked me dead in my face and said no.
He did.
No email. And I was shocked. I was like, wow. I think I just got to kind of keep it moving from there. I didn't ask any more clarifying questions. I just went about my day shocked. I got in the car and started driving and went, man, I want to know so much more about this guy. But I was mind blown at the fact that he straight up said, I've never had an email.
I can't even. I mean, I don't check mine, but at least I have one.
Right. I've got like three.
I thank you. And I ignore them all, but I have them.
Got a lot of unread emails.
Who does he think he is?
This man was special.
Come on.
And I literally racked my brain going, what's something that everybody has that you don't?
How do you get your free birthday treat with no email?
You gotta have the app.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Does he not have a smartphone? I didn't even see a smartphone, because at this rate, I'm wondering if he even has a cellular device.
I mean, isn't it that unbelievable?
He might have a rotary phone.
So something everyone has that you don't. Email's a great one.
Email was
because that's wild. I thought everyone had an email at this point. I'm with you. It's kind of like I assume everyone has a cell phone at this point.
Thank you.
Like, and if you don't, you have a flip phone like my father, and that's fine, okay? But
still a cell phone.
Still a cell phone.
Not a smartphone, but a cell phone.
We got him on the iPhone, and he freaks out every day about how hard it is to use. Okay, but that's another topic for another day.
The screen's too big.
But at least he's got a phone.
And I'm sure your dad has an email.
He does.
Crazy.
He does.
And is your dad older than 60?
Uh-huh.
So the fact that I would not peg this man older than 65 maximum to me says how. You can be a doomsday prepper because you are literally out in public. Mm-hmm. You're not a hermit crab. He looked well enough put together for me to go, there's no way you don't have an email.
Somebody texted in, let me tell you, my 75-year-old grandparents live under a rock. They don't have internet, no cell phones. They live by what the TV and newspaper tell them.
They use the OTA and the print.
Even when I see a real newspaper, I laugh. I'm like, get on the website. Come on.
No, they got to get their Sunday paper, baby.
That's amazing. All right. What is something that everybody else has that you don't? Or maybe you know someone like this where they don't have something like email, which is wild.
Is it age related? Because I didn't think he was that old.
My parents are 80 now, and they have email, Facebook. I mean, let's stop.
They've advanced with the times.
They have computers. My mom has an Apple Watch.
They have
cell phones.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Let's not get crazy here. Older people can use technology just fine.
Allie, hold on, though. You just said something that sparked my thought.
What?
You just got something that everybody else has that you didn't have.
The Apple Watch.
Everybody got a smartwatch nowadays.
Well,
you didn't.
If you were going to get one, you got one.
Right.
Not everybody has one, but if you wanted one, you've gotten it by now.
That was yours.
I was the old school one. You're right.
That was yours.
You're right.
Something everybody had that you didn't. An Apple Watch.
And then when I got one, I acted like it was brand new.
Told everybody, look at my Apple Watch.
DZ's like, Allie, those have been out for years. I'm like, not the point.
Just let me live in my moment.
I decided to work out finally, and I want to know. It's all selfish.
Allie didn't have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Now she does. My man's at the chiropractor, does not have an email, never has. Blew my mind.
That's the topper right here. 414-533-1037. Next, we're talking about it. Something everyone has that you don't. I can't wait to hear what people say. Lil Uzi Vert's in that song, and he's going to be at Summerfest on July 6th.
He sure is.
Couple of weeks.
Yep,
we're there. And Summerfest is starting on Thursday, DZ. It's here.
How did we get here so fast?
I don't know, but let's go.
Listen, I'm not complaining. I was just wondering.
I don't know, but if we don't have another fun night like we did last year at Summerfest, I'm going to be very disappointed. We had a good time last year.
I got some dates circled. Don't worry about
just
it,
Allie. Just tell me when you're going and I'll meet you there.
Exactly.
Because you know I'll pull up.
Pull up.
I don't care who the band is. I'm in.
Pull up.
You had me at Summerfest, okay?
You had me at DZ going to Summerfest this night.
I'll rotate whatever stages you want with whoever. I'm in. I'm in.
We'll coordinate childcare for the boys.
Sounds good, because they can't come.
Nope.
Parents night out. All right. So it's 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ talking about things that everybody has, but either you don't or you know someone, because DZ ran into a man at the chiropractor who had no email.
Never had an email in his life.
Like, I can't process that one.
I thought he was 100, but he literally was no older than like 65.
It's crazy. Well, Anna's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her this morning. We've been doing all this late. Anna, good morning.
Hi. Hello, good morning.
Hey, morning, morning.
We're talking about things everybody has that you don't or someone you know doesn't have. What is it?
Well, my husband, you know, he's 61 and he does not have Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok or anything like that.
No social media.
What does he do in his free time?
He reads the newspaper.
That's what he does in the bathroom? He reads the newspaper?
The newspaper?
No.
I don't know what he does in there, but, you know, I mean, he has a phone, but he doesn't have social media.
He probably takes a book like a back in the day.
Like a regular person
like
10 years ago?
Like a child potty training.
Yeah.
He takes a book.
He's playing putt-putt on the toilet. I know him. I know him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have Facebook, Anna, because I'm friends with you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know Anna has it. He probably is going, well, my wife's got it. She's got all the pictures.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's what he does. Yeah, I have to show him all the pictures.
I was going to say, Anna, let me ask, does he just use your Facebook like his some days and scrolls a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't even do that. He has no interest in that.
He just wants to see the pictures.
Look at
wow.
This guy.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yep. That's impressive. Like my father-in-law. I mean, he's in his 60s, and for the longest, he just got on Facebook recently, like within like the last 2-3 years.
My dad's not on social media, but boy, my mom is, and you can see her commenting on all my posts, you guys. Love you. Love you so much. Mwah, mwah.
Miss you. Mwah.
She comments like a true mom should on Facebook, and I know you guys see it once in a while.
Really,
thanks, Nancy. Yeah.
Shout out, Nancy.
Shout out, Nancy. All right, Anna. Have
shout
a
out
great
Anna.
Day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Right.
Julie's in Oak Creek, and Julie has her own theme song. She also has a really good one.
Morning, Julie.
Julie.
Morning.
Something everybody has that you don't. What is it?
Go.
A WhatsApp account or a Discord account.
Okay.
You don't got a WhatsApp?
I don't have a WhatsApp.
You don't got a WhatsApp?
I don't have.
You know what's so
funny? I
don't
have a WhatsApp.
I tried to like set up one time for something.
Sure.
Not anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone specifically. I just wanted to get on the app. And I went, I don't even need this. I got too much. And I got off and that was it. But I do have a Discord because I didn't even know what Discord was until we took an improv class last summer.
And we had to download it.
And we got on it. We realized that's how we all talk to each other in our class.
Yeah. It's like a chat forum, basically Discord, but then WhatsApp, it's a communication service. You can you can talk to people, you can connect with other phones. For example, that's how I speak to any family in Colombia usually, through WhatsApp, because our phone numbers without an international
is
plan
is it free then if you're on the WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Oh.
That way I can text my cousins, talk to, you know, old family members, reconnect with people,
it's
if and ever.
The way to go international, it's, if you want to talk. Because
exactly.
You have a lot of family still in Colombia.
Because I could call, but I'm not trying to get charged at international rate.
Mm-hmm. International love.
International price.
Right. Well, Julie, that's a good one.
That's
WhatsApp.
A great one.
Yeah, you are out of the loop on that, and so am I. Fair
you
enough.
Download both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I stayed away from the WhatsApp when we were in Jamaica, and the Jamaican guy was like, hey, what's your WhatsApp? I want to hit you up.
Uh-huh. And that's what she said. No.
Well, unless you
I
have
would
something
be married, thank you.
Oh, I thought she was looking for the stinky stuff. It's Jamaica.
No.
It's Jamaica.
She's like, what's your number?
Where you at, mom?
Yeah. No.
Find me at the bar,
it was
mom.
More looking for a relationship, and I'm like, yeah, my daughter's right here, but thanks.
It was more like he was looking for stinky stuff.
No.
Julie.
Julie. Thanks,
bye.
Man. You get out of here, DZ. Not Julie. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.